Let's go. We're on episode 16.
Oh, 16.
Damn, you don't even know?
No, I don't.
Look at you go. How have you been?
I've been better. I feel like we're both tired.
We're
you
both
look
dead.
Exhausted, Brian.
Yeah, it's because, so I had a test today, guys, and I really studied hard for it, and I ended up with like a 61%.
That's not passing.
It was depression hours. But
that's not passing, which kind of...
But it's okay, though. Like,
your grade's still good, though.
Yeah, it's still good. It's like at 85, 83. So it's not too bad. It's whatever.
Yeah, I've been subbing for the past 3 days, so I'm very, very tired. Yeah. The kids today were out of control. They had pizza, and then it's Friday.
Oh.
So they're like, we're going to do whatever they want.
They're ready to be wild.
Yeah, so I'm a little tired. Uh-huh. I've been doing that for 3 days in a row, but... I like my job, so that's okay.
So
it's
all right.
I do. But also, school's been kicking my butt. I have two essays due this Sunday, and then two-page reflections for each.
Sheesh. It's crazy.
But I'm kind of shocked how your eyes look, right? I've never seen it like
really?
This.
Really? It's because, bro, like, legit.
Your eyes look tired. All right, this is going to be a 10-minute podcast, and I'm going to enjoy it.
It's because, so this whole week, I've been studying hard for this test, because I did pretty bad in the other one. Mm. So I was like, I have to do really, really, really good. And, like, I've been studying every day. I've been focused on it. And then I took it today. And he already graded it ASAP. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, what happened?
Right.
It made no sense, but it's whatever.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck. Because your subject is hard.
It's crazy because I legit have another test on Monday.
Are you going to study?
I haven't even studied for it.
Nice.
I haven't even touched.
But it's science, huh?
It's science, yeah.
That's rough. Right. Okay, I know you want to get jump into your song. You're going to jump
no,
into
no,
it, but
good,
I have
okay,
a question.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. Who was in the wrong? Chris Rock or Will Smith?
Oh, the Oscar thing?
Who was in the wrong? Say it at the count of three. Ready? Both of us.
Okay.
One, two three. Will
Chris
Smith.
Rock.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's because Jada, she has...
But, right, 100%.
Yeah.
But there was somebody that came out and they said, "You at the end of the day, you put your life out there.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are, you, like, if you're going to live your life so publicly, you open the doors for comedians."
Yeah.
Because there's... A lot of people don't understand that there's different categories for comedians.
Yeah.
There's insult comics.
But
there's regular...
What's that one thing called? Where, like...
Stand-up?
No, it's like dark comedy or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Dark humor.
Yeah,
it's like dark humor.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's not okay, but it's a genre of comedy and people genuinely enjoy that. So people are like, some people are saying that they live their lives so openly public, so it's like they should not expect, but they should like understand that there's always gonna be like comments like that. And then the Oscars, there's always people throwing shade.
That's true.
All the time. So, honestly, I'm like, this is a grown man. I know a lot of people are going to come for me.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, because, like, Michael J. Fox, he has, like, this disease where he, like, shakes a lot and everything.
Right.
And, like, people always make jokes about it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I don't know. Like, I personally think if Will Smith was so bothered about it, talk to them, in the, like, behind doors.
Yeah.
Like, go up to them and be like, hey, you know what? Can you apologize to my wife?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Isn't it crazy, though? I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake, too.
I thought it was fake.
I thought you punched him, but no, he slapped.
Yeah.
What would you have done? Like, honestly, like...
If I got slapped?
Like, if you were really that famous, and then... I look bald, but it's okay. Like, if you were that famous, and somebody comes up and slaps you.
If somebody slaps me, I'm gonna...
National TV.
So if I was Chris Rock, I'd have been like, how come you didn't do that to August?
Right, that's what a lot of people are saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have an issue talking about his wife getting...
Yeah, by the end of the day, Will Smith, like, he's been more embarrassed because of Jada.
Right,
like,
right.
She's done things that's like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
Sometimes I just think she's an attention seeker. I can't lie.
You think so?
I think she's an attention seeker. You don't think so?
I don't know much about them to speak on that. Mm-hmm. All I know is that Willow Smith, great singer.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
What about Jaden?
Jaden, yeah, I'm not a fan.
Really?
Not that I'm not a fan, but I'm not.
He's a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just not, like, I'm more into Willow's music than any of them. But
that was such a good
That
song.
One's good. Yeah, and then this new one that recently resurfaced from, like, 2015, it's really good, too. But, yeah, that's just the question I had.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna be boring as for this podcast.
Now it's already been like 5 minutes. I do have a question for you too.
Okay.
I want you to tell everybody what type of cat you would want.
Cat? The bald kind. The bald sphinx cats. Which, honestly, though, I'm kind of... Because I am a cat person.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of, like, retracting my steps on that. Because I've seen videos of them having to clean their skin. Because they have so many pores. So they have to squish their skin in, like, pimples. Like, it's almost like pimples. Like, whiteheads. Mm-hmm. And they pop up because there's, like, grease and, like... I'm like, oh, that's a little nasty.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
I asked because I was listening to a podcast and they're talking about, do you think Egyptians loving cats is a myth?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's in the hieroglyphics, it's in the pyramids, it's in their writings and everything.
Exactly.
So. They were buried with sphinx, so it doesn't make sense for the people to question that.
Yeah, because I was kind of like, it's not a myth. What are they talking about?
And do you think the pyramids were built by the Egyptians?
Oh. That's a whole... We have to do a whole other episode on that.
Oh, yeah. Today's episode is not going to be my favorite.
Really?
I'm not excited. I'm not thrilled about this topic.
That's crazy. All right, guys. So, last week we mentioned this episode, we're going to talk about the transgender swimmer, Leah Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just an FYI, trigger warning.
So, if you don't want to hear this, this is not the episode for you.
Yeah, also a disclaimer. This is the point of view of two... Are we millennials? No.
What?
Are we millennials?
Millennials? Yeah, we are.
What's that other word?
Generation X?
No, that we're like poor.
Gen Z.
Minorities?
Minorities.
Are we minorities?
Yeah.
This is the point of view of two minorities that are not up here, that are not out there. One. Yeah. This is my point of view and my opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And then these are Brian's opinions. Very different views. Obviously, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to be respectful as we can.
Mm-hmm.
This person does go by she, her, so make sure you
use
she, her. So,
yeah.
Disclaimer, because I don't want to get sued.
All right, so basically, guys, this Olympic... She's not an Olympic swimmer.
She is now. Oh, yeah.
Is she? No. Now I was like,
what? After these qualifications, yeah.
She's a girl that's transgender... who's been shattering women's records at the University of Pennsylvania and has doubled down on her objections to biological men in the sport. Basically.
Did you say your sources?
Oh, yeah, I should say my source. I got this from the New York Post, guys.
Just like, again, I'm not trying to get sued.
Imagine they hit us up. They're like, did you not learn anything from school? Always cite your references.
This is why I'm an English major. I'm just kidding. I don't know how to cite my sources. But I just use the website. Okay, so this is a male to female transitioner.
Yeah.
And she used to compete for the male's swimming team.
Yeah.
And
she was trash. She was average as a man. Yeah.
She was not average. She was trash.
She was trash that bad?
Yes. Right here, she got first. Uh-huh. And the guys, like, when she was a male, she was ranking, like, 400-something.
Damn.
That's low.
That's bad.
So, I mean, I don't know anything about swimming, but, I mean, compared 1 to 400.
Yeah. That's pretty obvious, yeah.
Okay, so, what
do we
think?
Just say
yes or no. Do you think that's okay?
I think it's okay for her to compete. What about you?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, a while back, we were talking about it, and we were just talking about, do we think it's unfair, though? It's different. It's different if it's like, can she compete? That's okay. But do you think it's unfair? And I remember telling Sebastian, I think it is kind of unfair. Just because, like, you know, she's still, like, having testosterone or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she still has that. So she does have kind of an advantage over the other people. But then Sebastian did tell me that, what did you tell me?
I did tell him that there has been many studies by scientists, actual professional people. This is not an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. So, like, for those that are going to be commenting, well, I think that's not true. If you're not a scientist, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But they have proven and done experiments where they leveled the testosterone levels, and it's the same as a regular female.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like this person has more, like, testosterone to, like, be faster, be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They do tests, and it's the same level as a assigned female at birth.
Yeah.
Woman. So, I personally feel like there is no difference. Like, if the levels show that everything's the same, then...
Then they should
then
be
what's
fine.
The issue?
Yeah.
Now, if there was a difference between, like, they found out that this person is stronger because of whatever X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because I personally, I mean, I'm probably going to sound
controversial?
Not controversial, but... hypocrite a little bit. Hypocrite, okay. But, I mean, I don't think the male anatomy and the female anatomy is, like...
That different?
That different. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm weak. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's females that are way stronger than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I don't think... Like, when people are like, well, boys are stronger. I personally don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm. I think it all depends on that person's fitness. That's
all it depends on. But do you think there's research about that?
I think there probably is. A lot of people, like in the science community, like they test different type of things. It's like if you're going against a bodybuilder that's a girl, you're not going to be as strong as her.
Right.
Because she's like out here lifting stuff that you can't even lift. Yeah. It just depends on the person's fitness as well. So. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's... this is what I also told you. Mm. I was like, this person looks like a female.
Mm.
She is a female. Like, yeah. She... It looks like they're transitioning pretty fast. And it looks like she's, like, female and everything.
Did you think she did it on purpose just to be better at swimming records?
I don't know. Because people are crazy like that. That's like, people are so crazy in the mind that I wouldn't be surprised for somebody to switch genders to play the opposite to think they have an advantage.
Yeah.
Again, do I think she has an advantage? No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. If she does, okay, well, again, we're not scientists.
Yeah.
But I don't think she has an advantage. I think she is really good as a female swimmer. Mm-hmm. But did she do it on purpose? I don't know. That's a different story.
Yeah.
If she did, that's messed up.
That's hard to know because we don't know what her thinking process was to...
Her intentions are...
Yeah, we don't know anything about that. But if I had to guess, I would probably say she didn't do it because of that. Because I think she was saying, like, even, like, when she was a child, all that. Like, she's been thinking about it, all that.
Like, it's been in, like, her mind.
Yeah. Do I have something in my head where I'm she probably also did it for that?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think she probably did too. Like, it adds to her wanting to do it.
To do it right.
Yeah, so I could believe it.
That's tough.
It's a gray area.
And that opens a door. It opens and closes so many doors.
Yeah.
For example, now people are like, should trans people have their own...
Oh, like on sports
team? Their own division.
So instead of being men, women, it's like all transgender. Yeah.
Yeah. And my point of view is like, okay, like I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's kind of discriminatory.
That is discrimination.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're trans? You can't play.
Discriminating, you know, sex right there.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that conversation. Mm. And then there's also that conversation of like, if you transition, are you going to keep playing with your assigned birth?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. I personally don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I have no issue. When you called me up, I was like, I don't really have an issue with it.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it either. It's kind of just whatever.
Like, again, I'm not in the sport.
Yeah.
And I don't watch this sport, so I really don't care for it either.
Yeah, like, we were also talking about this where we're like, I don't know, we probably would feel different if we're like, we've been swimming for like, since we were in middle school, and then like some guy that transitioned to a male, female, like, we would feel some type of way.
Right.
And think, oh, she did this because of that. What do you think? What do you think if you were in that perspective?
Honestly, it depends on how open-minded you are.
Yeah.
Because I would most likely be like, okay.
Because
I've always had that type of mentality, like, very whatever, blasé type of, like, attitude. Mm-hmm. But then there's those people that are like, ew, no, like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, this is not right. This is, like, against my religion, blah, 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 blah. So I think it all just depends. Honestly, it just depends on how homophobic you are, to be honest. Because this is also what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, people tend to use their opinions to be homophobic.
Basically.
That's, you know what I mean?
That's very
and
true.
People are like, well, I'm entitled to my opinion. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're absolutely entitled to your opinion, but that doesn't mean your opinion is correct.
Yeah.
You know, or ethically, like, right, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that people don't understand nowadays. It's like, your opinion is your excuse to disguise your racism and your homophobia.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot nowadays.
It does.
So a lot of people try to, like, use that. Well, that's just how I think, and I'm entitled to what I... And it's like, yeah, of course, but it doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah.
So I think it ultimately comes down to how homophobic you are.
Yeah. For me, because I'm more of a competitor.
Right.
Like, I'm very competitive. Mm-hmm. And if I was a female and some guy just came in, transitioned to a female, and just started, like, beating me at every time... I wouldn't think about it as a homophobic way. I think about it as a competitor. I'd be like, that's not fair to me.
Right.
That's what I would think.
If that was your situation, and they ask you, do you want us to ban this person? what would you say?
Damn, that's a tough one.
What would you say? Be honest. Sheesh. Be honest. No hate. This is a no hate zone. Unless.
So if they ask me that, I think I would be quick to say don't ban them.
Okay.
Just because, like, as a competitor, also, like, yeah, you might transition to a female, and like, you might be better than me because you know you have more testosterone or whatever. I could still have that possibility of beating you, so.
I'll as a competitor, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Really?
Ban that hoe.
Dang, look at
ban
you.
Ban that motherfucker. I'm trying to win.
I don't think. I mean,
I'm not saying like ban them because they're transitioning. Yeah. I'm gonna ban them because I'm like, you're beating me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that excuse. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm homophobic.
That's crazy.
And then I win.
So, let me see.
Dang, yeah, a whole PowerPoint.
So, Thompson has said she's taking an ongoing regimen of estrogen, testosterone blockers, and she is eligible under NCAA rules to swim in women's collegiate events after taking 1 year of testosterone suppressants. So, she can compete because she's taking suppressants for testosterone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like this person did not just transition, taking all these drugs, and then was like, I'm going to swim with the girls. No, this person transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the board of the sport and mm-hmm. said, hey, what do I need to do to compete with the females division?
Yeah.
And she's doing exactly that. So it's like, again, she did everything the right way that she's supposed to do. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So it's like, people at this point that think it's unfair, it's scientifically proven that she doesn't have an advantage.
Yeah.
So now, if like you were to talk to someone who disagrees with that,
mm-hmm.
what's your excuse now?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's proven that there's nothing of advantage. It's showing that she's taking, what is it called? Like.
The progress?
No, the what you just mentioned. The medic, the.
Oh, the, like, what she has to do? The suppressants.
The suppressants.
Yeah, she's taking the testosterone.
So, like, let me, like, now what's your excuse then?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I can guarantee, they're going to be like, well, it's a man at the end of the day.
Well, by the end of the day, she's. Doing the rules what the rule book says.
Right, but just, again, people are not going to care.
It's crazy.
People are going to be like, it's a man.
Yeah.
And that's where the homophobia comes. Because if you don't acknowledge that this is a female, I personally think you're homophobic. A lot of people don't understand that you can be homophobic without being hateful.
Yeah.
For example, misgendering somebody
mm-hmm.
or saying that's a man
mm-hmm.
when they transitioned.
Mm.
Even though you don't mean it, you can accept a person, talk to the person, love this person, but if you say, I don't see you as a woman,
mm-hmm.
That's messed up. That's being homophobic at the end of the day. Whether you think so or not, whether you think it's malicious or not,
mm-hmm.
it's homophobia at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are saying, I accept the trans community, but this is not right,
mm-hmm.
then you're fucking homophobic.
Yeah. I just feel like, I was going to say something, but I lost my thought.
I
lost my thought. Anything else about it?
No, well, have a good night, everybody.
That's the end of the podcast. No, but
that's all we thought.
I did want to bring up the Florida thing.
Florida?
Yeah, you
is
told
that
me.
Racist?
No. Florida, you're racist.
Florida, you're Republican.
No, I want to talk about that Florida thing you were telling me about last time. How they're doing something with the gay community where they're.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So Florida is trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I believe it's called, can you search it up? I think it's called the. It's my laptop is dead. It's just here for aesthetics. I think it's the no. Say. Don't say gay bill. I believe it.
Yeah, it's the don't say gay
there
bill.
There we
Florida.
Go. See, I'm educated.
Yeah.
So Florida recently passed this don't say gay bill, where it literally says that you cannot talk about
being gay.
Now, there is this whole thing going on about. Kinder through like fourth graders not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
No, it's so weird. Like when people do this, it just shows like they don't agree with it. Like if it's so normal, it should be normal by now. Like you should be able to talk to your kids about it. It's not that hard. Like if I was in kindergarten and my pops told me, "Hey, yo, like those two people are gay," because you know that's just how they are. I would be like, "Oh, okay, that's cool."
But I think that, but kids' minds don't think like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking, it's going to be, the kids
are going to
come for me. I love y'all, I promise. I think that should be a conversation with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
a teacher's job is to teach.
Okay.
Math, science,
that's English, understandable.
Blah, 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 blah.
So you're agreeing with the bill?
Not the bill, but this specifically, specific conversation.
Idea. Yeah.
I don't think kids should be
introduced.
Taught.
Yeah.
Taught. Not talked about, but taught what gay and lesbian or LGBT plus whatever is, because a child's mind is very moldable.
Yeah, that's true.
It is very moldable. For example, with my kindergartners, I see it. I say, oh my gosh, this book is going to make me cry because we read The Giving Tree last time.
Oh, okay.
And that book genuinely makes me want to cry because it was a childhood favorite.
Yeah.
One of the little girls was like, Mr. C, that book makes me want to cry. Hey, she was not going to cry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they just do things to please you.
So you're saying, like, maybe if you tell somebody about being
gay, they're going to be like, I want to be that.
Yeah.
Without really knowing what it is. And it's going to shape them. It's going to confuse them. It's going to make them question a lot of things that they probably don't even know. A kid's mind is already all over the place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think regarding kinder to, like,
Fourth, even third,
like, teach what you need to teach. Beyond that, if a kid is like, I think I'm gay, then then talk about it. Be like, well, what do you think that means?
Yeah.
And then if they talk to you, be like, okay, talk to your parents about it.
Okay, so what I'm understanding is that you're saying it shouldn't be taught in school, but it should be like,
it should be talked about if they ask. Like, let's say there's a seventh grader and they're like, hey, I'm thinking like this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, you're a little fruity, that's why. It's like, you know what I mean? Then give that teacher the freedom to be like, hey, you know what? Like, this is the terminology. This is what it means. If you think that's something that portrays to you, talk to your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, these are teachers. These are not parents.
So you think it's okay for the parents to talk about them at a young
age? With them, if you decided to teach your kid what gay LGBT is at a very young age, that's you as a parent.
Okay, that's cool.
And I'm not going to question your parent skills. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's not pretend it's not there. But if they bring it up, be like, hey, talk to your parents. But this is what it is.
Yeah.
But not make it a lesson or like
a lesson plan.
A lesson plan. Or something. Because I guess that's what a lot of people like.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
At first I was thinking, I was like, oh, so Sebastian's saying like you shouldn't teach your kid about that at all. No, like parent or teacher.
You should absolutely. Even if you're completely straight family, you should still have that conversation. Yeah. I tell my sister, you better have that conversation with her.
Yeah, I want to do that because I feel like it's such a thing that should be normal by now. Yeah. Introduce them.
There's a saying that goes, don't assume your children are straight.
Yeah.
Or don't assume your children are straight.
Because
what if they're not? Like, my parents assumed that was straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And surprise. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think it should be taught in school. But if it comes up, let them know what it is. But then redirect them to the right people.
Yeah.
And then the parents can talk about it.
That's great.
Which may be sad because a lot of parents may not give that support. But then that's out of you're reaching up. Now this bill, though, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Because it's saying not to talk about it at all. And that's not good. Like, it's not something that's just going to go away by not talking about it.
Yeah.
You will still see people doing stuff in the back of buildings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether you're straight or not, not talking about it is not going to make it go
away.
It's
so weird because, they're over here teaching about,
freedom of speech in the United States.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't understand. People, the U.S. just talks about freedom of speech, but they're the one that limits it the most.
Oh, 100%. That's what all these Republicans and some liberals or whatever are like, I have the right to say whatever I want. And then when they say something homophobic or racist, what do they say? It's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why are you trying to ban the conversation about
LGBT? It's so weird.
Doesn't make sense.
So why even barely legalize gay marriage? I thought it was freedom out here. Let them do what they want.
Well, that's what Florida is.
Yeah.
But
there's also, I would not want to live in Florida. I feel like nothing but racist people.
And the alligators?
There. And then nothing but crackheads.
F the crackheads. I'm scared about the alligators. and there's another thing about the transgenders. That if a teacher sees somebody that's transgender, they have to legally report it. And then CPS takes that child away from the parents. And then marks the parents as mentally unstable to care for that child.
Yeah.
And if the teacher does not report it, they can get in trouble.
That's crazy.
Do you understand how insane that sounds?
It's crazy.
So if you're trying to be your authentic self and your parents, the people who birthed you, are okay with it, the government is telling people, no, report it. We are taking that child away from its home. Already, I'm sure they're going to have a hard life, even with loving parents. And you're still trying to take them apart from their parents that probably accept them or the only people who accept them, and then do something completely different. Like, do you understand how inhumane that sounds?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That also reminds me of, like, so AZ right now, our governor or whatever he is.
Doug Ducey?
Yeah, Doug Ducey. He just passed a bill where, like, limiting girls from abortions and all that stuff. You seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he did that stuff. And, like, that, it just reminds me again, I'm like, what's up with everybody talking about freedom of speech, but they can't do it for, like, letting people do abortions or not? Like,
do you think abortion should be legal?
Yeah, I think it should be.
Right.
Yeah, I think there should be a time limit, like, I don't know, like 3 months.
Right, right. 3 months?
Or 2 months, I don't know.
God damn, you're so, even when the baby's, like, already kicking, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. A lot of people are probably going to be like, there's, okay, so I've seen on TikTok lately that there's a lot of hate towards male podcasts.
Really?
Because they talk about nothing but shit they shouldn't be talking about. Keep this in mind. Brian and I are very open-minded.
Yeah.
We are very... Brian, I consider you a feminist.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. I always feel like... Unless I'm in a relationship. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I do. I do believe you. I feel like you're a feminist. I really do. Like, Brian is all about women's rights. Brian is all about, like, rights in general. Like, everybody deserves their rights.
Everybody should deserve their rights. It's basically true.
And that's how I am. Y'all know I rock with my girls. My sisters. Y'all sisters to me. But,
Except for lesbians? I'm just kidding.
Brian, you're really trying to get me canceled.
I'm just kidding.
We don't talk about that. I'm just kidding. I love everybody in the LGBT community. But,
out of left field.
But I hate you, Ryan. But yeah. So I forgot what I was going with this. Oh, but, like, yeah. No, we're not that type. We're not that type of guy podcast.
We're not gonna be here like, that's your fault for getting pregnant,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy? That's like, if you cry in front of a woman, you are showing weakness. And he's ugly. He's bald and he has a big nose.
People are so weird.
People are weird.
It's like you told me, like, if pink was a normalized color for guys, it wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't be a color. But society pushes for things that are not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not that type of podcast. I believe abortion should be... If you don't want to get an abortion,
that's cool.
If you want to get an abortion, cool. I'll help you. I'm kidding. You know what I mean? I'm very much like, decide what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Live however you want to live. Like, it's dumb that these people are trying to control, like... Like,
they want to control people's lives. Yeah, out here.
I've heard people saying, "Well, it's their fault that they open their legs." And it's like, that's not an excuse to control anybody. Yeah. You make mistakes yourself.
Yeah,
you've done things you know you're not supposed to, and then you try to not face the consequence. Yeah. It's literally the same thing. If a person wants to get an abortion, let them have an abortion. Would you rather that child literally not be born? Or be born and possibly be neglected, up for adoption, which is very corrupt.
Yeah.
Adoption homes are being literally filled with kids. They don't even know what to do with them.
And half of them are being molested, abused, all that.
All of that. So what's better, for them to not bring somebody into a world full of suffering or bring them into a world of suffering?
That's what I hate about people that say, like, oh, you shouldn't do abortions, none of that.
Right.
But they're the ones that straight up don't help out people that need help.
Need help.
Exactly. So if there's, like, a foster kid out there that, because, you know, the mom or the parents couldn't take care of the kid or whatever situation they were in.
Right.
And say, like, they start getting addicted to drugs. These people are like, oh, they're drug addicts.
Right.
And they do nothing to help them. If they're homeless, they don't do anything to help them either.
Right.
There's just so many problems with, like, these people that don't support abortions. That don't even support the people that are in foster homes.
Yeah.
Or that can't take care of the kids. And then they get judged if, like, they're using food stamps and all that to take care of these kids. Like,
okay, honestly, food stamps, though, some of y'all be abusing that.
Some of them, yeah.
That,
if you go to Jack in the Box and use EBT, you're wild, then.
A taco is $1. Okay. No, dude, you know a lot of... Look, I'm all for government help.
Yeah.
And I'm all for government paying for shit or stuff, my bad. But some of y'all be ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like,
it only takes one, though. Like,
seriously, though. Because that's like, do I look dumb with my hands? Whatever.
You know, there's people out there that say, like, guys that are 25 and wear their hat backwards are dumb.
When am I 25? Okay, no. I'm close to. I'm close to
being 25. Big 3-0. You're closer to 30.
I am. No. I'm closer to 20 than I am to 30. I'm 22.
Okay.
Once you're like 25,
it's when been 12 years since you were 10. You're closer to 30.
No, that's Brian. You don't understand how rounding works. Well, you know how rounding works, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, so I'm closer to 20.
Hey, you're an English major. Don't talk to me like that.
Whatever. I am not almost 30. Don't scare me like that. C4C, I already feel like an old person. Yeah. We should do an episode of being all Spanish. I think I told you that.
Talking all Spanish?
All Spanish.
Damn, that's tough.
Nada pero español, porque mi amigo aquí batalla mucho con el español.
Yo no puedo hacer eso.
Yeah, sí, yo no puedo hacer eso.
Yo no puedo hacer eso. It's because I say it once and I can say it better.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, it's because I say it once and then I realize my mistake and I say it again.
It was so funny because the first time I heard you speak Spanish, I was shocked. Because like I knew you came from such a heavy Mexican family. Yeah. You come from a heavy Mexican, literal family. There's a Jesus Christ hung right here, but we take it out.
Exactly.
Like, Mexican family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up Catholic. We got Rosa de Guadalupe tattoos out here. Praying.
And then when he spoke Spanish, I literally was like embarrassed.
Hey, at least I can actually like have a good conversation in Spanish. Not like my girl Elaine. She can barely talk Spanish.
Honestly, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Elaine, if you listen to this, I really miss her.
Yeah. I miss her. We're going to tell you. We should do a podcast together next week with the Q&A. Yeah. All together.
I think we should.
Because, so guys, I had a conversation with my sister, and my sister was like the best.
She dragged us.
She said,
Nelly, are you watching this?
We hate you.
No, we don't, but.
No. But she was talking to me about how she was binging our podcast, and she was talking about how our best podcast was the one when we had Elaine on there. And I was shocked. Because I didn't believe it, because I was like, half the time I was coughing.
Honestly, it was probably funny because Elaine's chemistry, like, oh my gosh, English.
Are you saying you have better chemistry with my own girlfriend than me?
1,000%. Maybe that's why it's the best one. Because isn't that a coincidence? Comment in the little section, y'all. But, speaking of, before we sign off, it's almost time to go. Give us questions.
Oh, yeah.
Have you made it this far? We should have said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
We should have, like, a little section.
Okay.
Yeah. Give us questions, because our next podcast, we want to do a Q&A.
We'll hit up some of the people we know that listen to our podcast, ask them questions, and we'll also post on TikTok some questions.
Yeah. We should post on, like, the question. We should do an anonymous one, because a lot of people do not feel comfortable doing it. So I'm going to look into, like, those websites, and I'm going to attach it to my Instagram story. Mm-hmm. I'll send you the same link.
Yeah.
So they can be anonymous.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I'm sure they're gonna not.
Yeah.
Because I want them to be honest. Like, I want them to be like, hey, when did you find out you liked?
I already know 5 of them are gonna be about how cute is Brian Duran. Come on, my initials are BD. Big Daddy.
Yeah, come get this. Elaine. I don't miss you no more. I'm kidding. I really do miss Elaine. Like, going back to it, I really do miss her. She's so wrong for not playing with us.
I know. Like, we keep trying to play Fortnite with her, and she doesn't want to play with us.
Don't say Fortnite. Don't embarrass us like that.
Hey, Fortnite's good now.
It is good.
No more building, because we suck at building, and we're doing good.
Who would get
you
the
suck at building.
I do not. Who would get the victory shot every single time we played?
Because I would carry half the thing.
You're lying.
And then you'd get the winning.
We should have played today. But Elaine, if you're listening to this, we need to go out and have a couple drinks again. I really do miss her.
So, if after we ask these questions, what do you think everybody would say our best episode is?
I don't know. I think, personally for me, my favorite one was our first episode.
That was a good episode.
Because I hold it too hard, because it was our first, like...
Yeah.
Like, our
first... I think we did good on the first episode.
We did.
Yeah.
We did, and we had... Like, it was amazing. Yeah. I think so. What about yours?
I would say it's either your coming out story.
Yeah, that one's a good one,
because I thought that was amazing. I thought... Because I remember people were telling me that when they were listening to it, they got emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just think that's, like... such a good thing to come from our podcast. Like, that's so awesome. Like, we're legit out here.
And they're not even, like, face-to-face.
Yeah. It's so amazing.
Yeah. That episode's good. So, if y'all haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it.
Yeah. I wish we had a video podcast for that one. That would've been so good.
That would've been good. But honestly, y'all been snacking on the views. Look, I love our little crunchy 20 listeners.
We have 37 now.
37 listeners. We went to, like, 100 plus. Uh-huh. To
it just went...
Yeah, it's okay though, I get
it's
it.
Fine, it's whatever. I don't like, really care.
Yeah, me neither.
We're still making that money. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't care either. But yeah, so honestly, answer the question, who do you think is cuter? Obviously, I know the answer. But
Oh yeah, My sister also talked to us about, she talked to me about how our worst episode was the Encanto episode.
I agree. What did I tell you? Did I know? I thought you said it was a random one.
It was that one and the random one.
The Encanto episode, embarrassing. Like, I want to delete it so bad.
Yeah, so I look at it, and that's, like, the one episode where I see, like, the plays, and I'm like, dang.
And you know what's so funny? That was our downfall episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And whose fault is that? I told Brian.
It's too structured.
I was like, Brian, this episode is too structured. Mm. That's not the vibe I want. Yeah. I don't want it to be like, okay, now let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, right,
even lesson learned.
Like, even this podcast was like, I feel like it started out like very like, ugh. Yeah. But like, it flowed. Like, yeah, topic to the, even though you're asking questions, it's still flowing.
Yeah.
That Encanto episode is, and you can tell I'm so not interested. You can tell I was not having it. Because you were like, now let's start from the beginning. And I was like, why are you explaining the plot? Like, just tell me what you think about the movie. Mm-hmm. And like, but I need to talk about it. And I'm like, okay. And ever since, we've been shit.
Nah, after that episode, I think it's a lesson learned.
Well, a little too late, because we've been struggling. We've been struggling for the views.
It's whatever. It's whatever.
No, just kidding. But Brian, yeah, it was Brian's plot. But I was going to say something.
Anything you want to end on? Like, with all the topics we've been talking about?
I was literally going to say something.
About the gay community, no, kids, foster kids.
I think it was about the Encanto episode. That's how traumatized I am.
You think about it at night?
It's so bad. It keeps me up at night. Dude, you don't understand how excited I am that it's literally Saturday tomorrow.
I know.
It's so weird because all the week from Monday to now.
Oh, we're recording this podcast on a Friday, guys.
Oh, yeah, on Friday. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do it on a Wednesday. I'm sorry.
I was busy. I couldn't either. I was dead tired. I had to study.
No, like, this whole week, I'm not a nap. I don't take naps. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. Since Monday, I go home at 3:30, mm-hmm, wake up till 10.
Damn.
Today, I fell asleep. The only reason I was up early, mm-hmm, was because my mom woke me up because she needed to go somewhere. And then I was like, I'm not going to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. No joke, all week long. I've been sleeping 6, 7 hours.
Damn.
I've been exhausted, dude.
That's bad.
Yeah, so I'm trying to fix that, but
I think that's good. We're like at 36 minutes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think it was a good episode. I really like the...
It's funny. I look at it and I'm like, it's funny.
He's talking about the microphone, guys.
Yeah, the microphone. Yeah, for you guys not listening. And also, like, it would help a lot if you guys listen to the podcast on Spotify and watch our YouTube video.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot to ask for, but...
Our YouTube videos are pretty good, though.
They are good. I'm not going to lie, I actually transitioned from...
Spotify to
YouTube because I like watching us. Like, yeah, even though I'm cringy as heck and my voice is so ugly.
Uh-huh. I think it's really worth it to see our facial reactions. Because my girl tells me that your facial reactions are the best.
I don't even feel like I make any. Like, today I feel like I was like...
You're dead.
Or I was dead. We're dead. Your eyes are like... Yeah. But I think that's what it was.
What? My eyes?
No, not your eyes.
My beautiful eyes.
Boy, they... Okay. I was gonna tell you something. I think it was about that Elaine.
The creek?
No.
Oh, that comment that you posted?
No.
The one?
I think it was something about like how good we are on camera. Like we're not. When I meant awkward, I meant me. I didn't mean our chemistry because our chemistry is really good. Like it flows and everything. But me personally, I've been self conscious lately.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable.
Yeah. So.
It's all good.
What's but anyway, guys, well,
listen to the last episode with the creek. I thought it was a pretty good episode. Even though we were yelling at the mic.
Honestly, can I tell y'all something?
Say it.
I did not watch that episode.
You didn't?
Rest in peace, my eardrums.
Damn.
Y'all were literally like, swallowing that fucking mic. Y'all
it was hard because the creek made a lot of noise.
Oh, I'm sure. You didn't realize how loud you were yelling. Y'all were literally deep-throating that shit. I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm so used to having like a mic, like a table to hold the mic. Right. So I'm not too close and I'm not too far away.
Right.
But I think we should be good now to end the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect time.
All right, guys. Listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. We're on TikTok, Gay Guy, Straight Guy Podcast. TikTok is with no spaces. All other things with spaces. That's it. Hopefully we see you guys next week if we're not too lazy. Hopefully if we're not too lazy.
Hopefully.
This week has been
It's been tough on both of us.
It's been tough on both of us.
But we're almost in high school, though.
We're almost high school. One more month, my boy.
One more month.
I feel like when we do summer, we're going to be, like, more on top of this podcast.
I was going to tell you, we should take a break in summer.
In the summer? Like, the whole summer?
Like, yes. Oh, like, damn. We should do it by seasons. Like, this season one, like, could be, you're like, shit.
I'm like, sheesh.
But, or at least a month, you know. Like, at least seasons. Like, season one, season two.
Yeah.
But we're almost done, Brian.
We're almost done, guys.
It's so, even though, like, my hair's about to fall out because I've been struggling for fall semester classes. But whatever.
We gotta end it. All right, bye, guys.